Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you're here for No BS Hiring Advice. It's a time where I like to spend about 15 minutes speaking about some element of staffing, because it's real clear to me that hiring, when all is said and done, it's a lot harder than it needs to be. Most of you have systems in place that messes things up and makes it a lot harder for you. So when all is said and done, I'm here to try and give you some advice to help you find work more quickly. Now, this show has two sponsors. I'll do one now, one a little bit later. The first one is Audible. At audibletrial.com/thebiggamehunter. If you sign up for a free trial of Audible, you'll get a free ebook as part of that trial. And I know you like audio. You listen to my podcast, this one in Job Search Radio and No BS Job Search Advice. So the other one, well, I'll deal with that later. So today's show, when all is said and done, is about team players and how firms foolishly kind of zero in on wanting to hire team players. Now, by the way, I'm on Periscope as well. If you prefer watching on Periscope, you can do that now. Now, I've been a recruiter for a long time, and I've heard so many firms talk about wanting to hire team players, I just want to explode sometimes. And, when push comes to shove, I have to, one day I start to think about it and ask myself the question, what is it about team players and why do firms really want to find them? Because to me, after a while, reading as many job descriptions as I have talking about team players, it's kind of mindless nonsense. So I ask myself the question, why? What is it about team players that firms write it into almost every job description? So I decided to do a Google search and ask the question, what is a team player? And got this definition. Now, let me just read a couple of these terms to you. So a team player is someone who enjoys other people's company, is non-judgmental and accepting, is a listener, is likable, is empathetic, and accepts others' opinions. Woohoo! Now, here are a couple of examples that they sought out as part of looking for team players. I enjoy motivating people by praising them for their achievements, and I accept others' opinions if even they differ from mine. Ooh! And here's another one. I enjoy other people's company and enjoy discussions with others. Lastly, I think that teamwork increases efficiency at work. Now, I do understand that there are some positions where these are qualities that should be sought, but given the amount of times I read it, in jobs where this kind of definition makes no sense, I've got to just say that firms have this habitual behavior of asking for team players. And after all, what is a team player really anyway? So, here's what I think. Team players is an opinion that holds many firms into mediocrity. And if that's really what you want to do, have this acceptance that the boss up high, the manager up high, knows better than the staff what they should be doing, God bless you. Keep hiring team players. I always go back to this example. Would your firm have hired Steve Jobs? He's not a team player. How about Larry Ellison, Michael Dell, Bill Gates? These are two-ton gorillas. They're not team players. You think they added a few trillion dollars of wealth to the U.S. economy? I think so. So when push comes to shove, I've got to interrupt you and ask you, why team players is that important? Now, I think there are some jobs where being cooperative, being average, is certainly an acceptable quality. But I think you ought to also get an idea as to whether or not people are giving you, are placating you by behaving in that kind of way on the interview, and to see if they have a little bit more than just a team player. So here's a couple of things I would suggest you ask people as part of your interview. So after someone speaks about what they've done, follow up with this statement, right? A lot of people answer that question much the same way. What makes you any different from the last people I've interviewed for this job? And just shut up and watch the look on their face and listen to their reaction. Now, what you've done is given them that cold shower to wake them up, to let them know they can't just get by with being ordinary here. They've got to give you something more. So when push comes to shove, give them something more. If they can't give it to you, they're nothing more than mediocrities. Here's another one. I love this question. Tell me about a time you took a stand for something that turned out well at your last job. Now, a lot of people go through their work being pretty ordinary. And if that's what you want to hire, by all means. Listen to the quality of the story. Now, if they're a junior-level staff person, they may not have the capacity to influence policy at a high level. And you have to just kind of know that and accept it. But you want to see if they were able to challenge the norm without being a little pissant, without being someone who's whining and complaining about behind the scenes. Did they go to management basically say something along the lines of, hey, I can see problems with this. Could you hear me out for a few minutes? Ultimately, what you decide is going to be your choice, but let me see if I can make a case with you and see if this might have been something that you missed or something you took into consideration that just wasn't that important to you. And see if they challenged the norm and pushed it in some way. Here's another one. Tell me about a time that you took a stand for something that didn't turn out as you hoped for. What did you learn from it? Now, that one's my personal favorite. And the reason for that is there's someone who will admit their failures. There's someone who will acknowledge that they can screw up or that they made a mistake here. Don't you want someone who can do that on your team instead of, these happy little smile button faces? Smile button face. BS's their way through things, who won't own up to their mistakes, to the fact that they made a mistake or might have been wrong. One of the hardest answers for a job hunter to give, one of the hardest things for them to say on an interview are these three words: I don't know. Look for opportunities in answering these questions where someone might be able to say, I don't really know. I tried to do this. I don't know whether it had an impact. I don't have the sense that it did. And I get the idea that my opinions really weren't valued. You'll learn a lot more about the people you interview from these questions and their answers and begin to really shift your firm's culture to one where you're hiring people who... as you can see, I'm not looking for lunatics here. I'm not looking for people who will, push the envelope so hard, but, people who can do reflection, people who can think about what they've said or done and what its impact was, positive or negative. When all is said and done, these are people that, are more valuable than those mediocrity team players, those ones who have unquestioning behavior when you want to be hiring people who can think. I don't care what the level is in your organization. They could be the most basic administrative assistant on up through an executive who's reporting to the board. When they can challenge the convention and affect change, when they can shake their fists at the heaven and say, this will not stand, that they'll fight for what they truly believe in, you've got yourself an exceptional person. Now, you can differ from me. That's okay. I acknowledge that I have a bias toward action, and some of you may not have that same bias, and that's okay. So, when push comes to shove, you may want people who are that average. And you may not want people who will shake the boat. But what's the impact on your organization in doing that? Where does the firm miss out in bringing people on that could have affected change? Remember, Steve Jobs wasn't always Steve Jobs. He started off as a kid in school working at HP, was it? Atari? One of these joints, where he's a guy who just smelled and worked nights. He grew into being Steve Jobs. He learned some things from his mistakes, and at the same time, he was adamant about what he believed was right. And at the end of the day, he was right. Learn from these people. Learn from the rebels. Don't just simply hire the average. So I'm Jeff Alpin. Hope you found this helpful. And if you did, I've got more on my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I'm going to shut off Periscope now. And why don't you go exploring there? Because there's a lot more that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find work more quickly. There's information about my books and guides to job hunting, other people's books. You can watch other videos, read articles I've created. Now, for now, I have many of them on a separate page, but they're being moved into a blog area on the site as we speak. It's going to take a while because I have a lot of content there for job hunters as well as HR professionals and hiring managers. So, again, come over to the website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Go exploring. A few final things, and for me, I just want to say, if your firm is trying to hire someone, give me a call at 646-374-8656. Excuse that interruption. My apologies. Ignore that. Give me a call at 646-374-8656. Give me an idea of when a good time is for us to speak. I'd love to help you with staffing. If we're not already connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. I accept connection requests from people worldwide, except if you're a third-party recruiter or in a country known for scams or spam. So, I'm Jeff Alpin. Hope you enjoyed this. Hope you have a great day. Take care.